Hey guys, thanks for checking out another White Sheep Media podcast. This episode is sponsored by ShopTheSheep.com. If you enjoy this episode, be sure to follow our podcast. Hope you enjoy the episode. All right, we're doing something a little bit unusual for us today since this is a movie review podcast, but Mark and I recently watched the show Fallout, and this show was like, Mark was telling me to watch it. I went and watched it. The show ended up being so good that we decided we need to do an episode on it. Mark is not a really big show watcher. Am I right, Mark?
That's right. I'm pretty infamous for not finishing shows just dropping them pretty early.
So that should tell you everything you need to know. Like, we've tried to tell Mark to watch so many shows, but when he came and said, like, you got to watch this show, I knew it was going to be good, and it really was. Like, it is so good. It is apparently based on a video game.
Yeah. Yep.
Which I've heard of Fallout.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you've played it.
Yes. Yeah. I've played Fallout 3, New Vegas, and 4. I've only beaten New Vegas, though.
Okay.
So I'm not like a series mega fan or anything, mm-hmm. but I do like the games.
Yeah. You know, I'll say like there's a Halo series.
Yes.
And I would bet everything I have that Halo isn't getting anywhere near the reviews that this is getting.
Yes.
Though I did like that show if you guys want to watch it. But yeah, Fallout was just, it's so good, man. It kind of made me want to play the video game.
Yeah.
So anyway, for those of you that are not familiar, like, Fallout follows this post-apocalyptic world, right?
Right.
So, like, everything in the video game, it's post-apocalyptic, right?
It is, yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. So, in this show, you essentially kind of get, like, the background of it. So anyway, who's producing this, Mark?
I think it's Jonathan Nolan, which is Christopher Nolan's brother.
Oh, sweet.
And I think he directed the first episode. He didn't direct all of them, but I think he directed the first episode.
Okay.
He also, I think, produced a show called Westworld, which was on HBO.
Okay.
I watched the first season and it was really good. It got progressively worse, but it was had a really good first season. So Nolan's brother is pretty successful too.
Apparently. It's my first time ever hearing of him. Which I probably should be ashamed, being somebody that's running a movie review podcast here. But yeah, obviously those two guys are both pretty talented. Let's talk through the characters really quick. You know, it's a little bit unorthodox, but what these characters, the only person I saw in there, I think it's Betty.
Yes.
She was the blind lady in Deadpool.
Right, yeah.
But outside of that, I can't really... Oh, and also the guy from... This guy's awesome. He's in a lot of Quentin Tarantino stuff.
Walton Goggins?
Yes.
Yeah, he's awesome in the show.
He is awesome.
He has a great character.
Plays the ghoul.
Yes, yep. Yeah, he's like a gunslinger, pretty much. Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah. But all the characters in this are just... They're fantastic.
They are really, really good. They're really good. It's funny. Every time the show would cut from one character to another, I was like, dang it, I want to see what happens with this one.
Yeah.
And then it would cut to a new character, and then I'd get invested in them, and then it'd cut away from them. I was like, dang it, stop. That's just how good they all are.
Yeah.
Especially Lucy. I really liked her character a lot. And that actress, her name is Ella Purnell.
Yeah.
She was really good.
She's so good. Yeah, so she's the main character pretty much, and it's kind of like it's mostly following her.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's her story for the most part.
Yeah.
With these other two kind of... And the way they all just kind of intersect at the end of the show was really interesting too.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's got me excited to see kind of what's going to happen with the next season.
Yeah.
One of the things I started seeing it, and I should have saw it way before, but I saw it was trending this direction, was the transformation of her character.
Right.
You know... she's this, like, how do you, the equivalent in like our modern world would be somebody that kind of grew up rich.
Yeah.
And they really don't understand living on the streets.
Exactly.
And so it's almost like, It's almost like Princess Jasmine in the beginning of Aladdin.
Right.
When she's like, here, just take this apple.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, that doesn't work like that out here.
Yeah, yeah.
It's cool to see kind of her transformation, even though she does retain a lot of her, you know, her moral, the things that kind of like make her who she is. You
right.
know? But she does kind of get with the program to an extent as well, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah. And that's how most of the games start. You're a vault dweller. You come out into the wasteland.
Yeah.
And, you know, you start exploring. And her, you kind of get that with her character too. She mm-hmm. comes out, she's like, oh, wow. But yeah, she's kind of naive a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
It's like there is horrible things in the wasteland that happen.
mm-hmm. Horrible.
Yeah.
And I won't ruin it for you, but another really cool thing about this is that the entire time in the show, like, things are just not what they seem.
Yes.
And that's, I mean, that whole story and that how that whole thing plays out. And as you get the explanation in the final episodes of kind of like why we are where we are. And,
yeah.
You know, what's kind of happened to what certain characters that you thought were this mm-hmm. or that, you know, kind of what has happened with them and their backstories.
Yeah.
They do such a good job with that.
Yep.
Of surprising you. I could have sat down and finished this in a day, you know?
I know. Yep. Same. Yeah.
It's one of those, like, it reminds me of some of those later Game of Thrones episodes. I know you haven't watched that, but it reminds me of some of those where, you know, you're like, you get done watching, you're like, an hour already passed?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I got to watch the next one. I can't go to sleep yet.
Yes, yeah.
It's like a little hit 'em show crack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's how interesting the storylines and the characters are in the show. And like I said, once you get to the finale and they all intersect with each other, I mean, I was just glued.
Yeah.
It was really, really great.
Yeah. Well, what's your like favorite parts about this show?
It has to be like, I think the characters themselves, because they're, like I said, they're all so interesting. And when it would switch from one to another, I'd be like, crap, no, I want to go back to that character. Mm-hmm. And then I'd get invested in the one they were showing, you know. Walton Goggins is incredible. He is such an incredible actor. His character in this show is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And it drip feeds you his backstory right up until the end almost. And he is so interesting. He's awesome. Like I said, he's like this cowboy gunslinger. There's like a whole Wild West shootout in a town in this show that is just awesome. It's super violent as it should be. And it just like, I liked the other two. I loved Lucy. I thought she was great. Maximus was also cool. Part of the Brotherhood of Steel.
Yeah.
Which the Brotherhood of Steel is a really cool faction in the Fallout universe. They're really cool.
Yeah.
But I think favorite part, it probably just has to be Walton Goggins for me. Any scene he's in was so good.
Yeah.
Was so good.
When I think about him, there's two movies that come to mind. The first one's Django.
Yes.
And the next one is, I think it's The Hateful Eight.
Yeah. Yeah.
He plays that character to an extent.
Yeah.
The wet, sure. You know, cowboy.
Yes.
And so he's already had plenty of experience with this. I mean, just, you know, incredible in that type of role. Was incredible in this one, too. I really liked how he doesn't really stray from who he is as a character.
Right.
There's a little bit, you see a little bit of chip in the armor when the girl in his relationship changes at a key point.
Yes.
And their relationship's really good. It's an interesting relationship.
Yes.
But yeah, he is such a, like, a power character in this show.
Absolutely.
They've got, like, you got to have him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The other thing you talked about, the violence. I appreciate that the violence.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very violent. It's crude. It doesn't shy away from anything.
Right, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it just blows a guy's foot clean off.
Like, yeah, yeah.
And he does what you think that they would do. There's no situation where it's like, oh, that, you know, that's, like, that's probably what would happen. That's what it would look like.
Yeah.
I mean, and then, you know, on top of that, you got there's so much in this show that it's like they're not afraid to stay away from anything.
Yes.
You know,
right, correct.
And
yeah.
You really got to appreciate that, whether it's something related to like, you know, sexual in nature, or it's like actual gore. I will say it's very gory.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, yeah, absolutely.
Some tough parts, but it makes you think, like, you know, I remember the bridge scene where they're trying to cross the bridge and they're like, do you have a weapon on you?
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's trying to tell her, like, you can't trust them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, dude, that's how it would be. Like, they're exactly. showing you, like, if we were in an apocalyptic situation, it would be horrible because you can't trust anybody.
Right.
The resources are so scarce, people just would kill you over it.
Yeah.
Like, today we live in this really soft, watered-down world, yeah. which I'm not... Look, we are, our ancestors have fought to get us here. Mm-hmm. So, thank God, I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
But let's not forget how quickly we can all become savages. And this does a good... It's a good depiction, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, just hey, this is what it could be like. Just, no, yeah. really. I appreciate stuff like this.
Yeah, and I think it turns out that they were... if I'm not mistaken, cannibals as well.
They were cannibals. And that's the type of shit that would be going on, man. No doubt, dude. I'm telling you. Makes you appreciate Law and Order.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I definitely recommend it. As far as shows go, this is definitely a 10 out of 10 for me. Could rewatch that season easily.
Yeah, it was fantastic. And I think I definitely will. I actually got a free trial of Amazon Prime, so I basically watched the show for free. So it was great. And I'll probably rewatch it before season two, which is already confirmed to be happening.
Okay.
As far as video game adaptations go, this is probably the best I've seen. I haven't watched The Last of Us show. Mm-hmm. I've heard it's really good. I don't know if I'll get around to it or not. Who knows with me and shows? Mm-hmm. It's a weird relationship.
You haven't watched what now?
The Last of Us.
Okay.
Which is based off the video game.
Okay.
Which I've heard is good. But as far as like personally me, like this is probably the best video game adaptation I've seen personally. So yeah, highly recommend it for sure. If you haven't seen it yet, watch it.
Yeah, like I said, it makes me want to play the video game. I have not played it, but most people I know that are big time gamers have played it.
Yeah.
So I bet they'd probably say the same thing you're saying just because the show is so freaking good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should we really quickly run through what happens for those that want us to ruin it?
Yeah. Yeah. I think the biggest, spoiler, I guess the biggest, plot point here is Lucy, she's from a vault mm-hmm. and her vault gets, overtaken by raiders.
Which explain to them what the vault is for people that don't know.
Vaults were these underground, like almost like, they were a place for people to go during a nuclear war.
Yeah.
They were created by a company called Vault-Tec. And it's literally these giant underground vaults for people to live. They got water. They got food. They got everything they need. Mm-hmm. They got like even these little houses inside the vault that they live in.
Yeah.
So it's like this whole society for people to live during nuclear war. And there's multiple vaults everywhere. So anyway, like I think that Vault-Tec themselves are the ones that dropped the nuclear weapons in the show. And it's actually Walton Goggins' wife that suggests the idea that they should drop. Well, she's like, what if we drop the nuclear bombs?
Yeah.
And I think, if I remember right, the very first episode is Walton Goggins and his daughter putting on a show at a birthday party. Mm-hmm. And then the bombs start dropping.
Yeah.
And you really don't find out until the very last episode that his wife was the one. She worked for Vault-Tec.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody put him up to the idea of like bugging her. Pip boys are what they wear on their wrist.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically like it. I think it like it's just a bunch of information. It's almost like an Apple Watch now, kind of.
Yeah.
And so he ends up doing that. He bugs her Pip boy and he listens in on this whole like roundtable conversation at Vault-Tec. And she's like, well, and I think the idea is like, well, in order for us to have peace in the world, we'll have humans, we'll have these select humans mm-hmm. to like monopolize the world or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll kind of start off in the vault and they select, and Kyle MacLachlan, who plays Lucy's father in the show, he was one of the ones that was, I think, selected to, they put him in like cryo chambers, I think.
Yeah.
And they woke him up and they, of course, they were going to reproduce, but they, in order to have like world peace, they were going to just select these few people and then drop the bombs.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess just start fresh with those people. If that's how I finished the show a few weeks ago, if that's how I remember everything correctly.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of what I gathered as well. That was like the biggest twist where you find out that it's Walton Goggins who plays the ghoul, his wife, that is the one that suggests the idea of dropping the bomb, like right. you said. The thing we should say is that this takes place in, I think it's the 60s or 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, you know, the show opens up and that's kind of the period that we're in.
Right.
And it's all this, you know, if you're not familiar, like at the time, that was a Cold War era.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of, like, you hear the word commie come up a lot.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
communism.
And, right.
You know, there was a, already this, there was this, I've heard people, older people tell me about this. There was this constant fear that, you know, somebody's going to drop a nuclear bomb or, you know, mm-hmm. drop a, basically the equivalent of what hit Hiroshima.
Yeah.
And we're going to go into, just fallout basically.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had, I think back then they had like fallout shelters, like really.
Yes. Yeah.
And so anyway, like it kind of plays on that. And this company Vault-Tec, they play right into it. Like, let's just go ahead and drop it ourselves on the U.S. and we'll drop them everywhere else, and everybody will be going to these underground facilities. The remaining people, because it's gonna wipe out like 95% or 99% of people.
Yeah,
and the remaining people are just gonna be communities led by scientists.
Right.
And so anyway, they were, but it also kind of lends you to believe that there's you know, the company's like struggling with money or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also like a $500 billion company, and they have a lot of incentive to like drop this bomb because they want to sell these shelters. And
yeah.
Like, so there's obviously like business corruption is another concept in there. It's just the point I'm trying to make.
Right.
So anyway, yeah, overall, it's a really, really good show. I mean, just intense. Every episode is great.
Yeah.
And it makes
yeah.
you think too.
It does. It does. Yeah. And all these characters are connected by this thing in some way. Kyle MacLachlan, he escapes at the end. The town he's looking over at the very last episode is New Vegas. So it'd be really cool to see that in season two. And that's the game I've beaten, so that'll be really cool to see.
Yeah, awesome. Is that one of the more popular ones?
Yeah, a lot of fans, I think, consider that the best game in the series.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even made by... So the company Bethesda made Fallout 3 and 4.
Okay.
But they a company called Obsidian made New Vegas. And Obsidian is just great at making RPGs.
Mm-hmm.
And the things you can do in New Vegas is just wild. Like, it's so cool. That's an awesome game.
And that's interesting, too, because, like, you hear about these companies that get bought. Like, you know, Halo got bought by 343.
Right.
Bungie sold it
yeah.
forever ago.
Yeah.
And it doesn't, for us as a Halo fan, it doesn't always turn out well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Is that why? Anyway, great show. Strongly recommend. What do you rate it, Mark?
Dude, I'd probably give it like a 9, honestly.
Really?
It was excellent, superb. Like I said, I'm notorious for dropping shows early. Not because they're bad, just because but this one, I just couldn't stop watching.
Yeah.
So interesting. Yeah, highly recommended for me, too.
Well, cool. You guys got it from us. Let us know if you want more like this. I don't know if I'll be able to get Mark to watch shows, but we'll see what we can do. Anything else there, Marcus?
That's it from me.
All right, thanks for listening, guys.
See you guys.